Listening on 720 WGN, we welcome back in studio the boss at Immerman's Angels. And you got to explain all of this, of course. Stephanie Lieber's here. Big fundraiser event coming up. And is this your second appearance on the show? Is this the second, right?
This is my second appearance. So I'm glad to be here.
Apparently the first one went okay.
It went okay. I hope so.
We screened. We went back. We listened to the tape. You did okay.
You approved. Good.
I've been on board with Immerman for a while. So explain what it is.
Absolutely. Immerman Angels, a terrific organization. We've been around for about 13 years. We match cancer fighters, survivors, and caregivers with folks who've been there before. We carefully match them based on their type of cancer, age, demographics. Our belief is that no one should face cancer alone. And so we do peer-to-peer psychosocial support.
So they're mentors, they're buddies?
Exactly.
All of that.
Mentor angels are our survivors and caregiver survivors who we pair up with folks who are walking the journey right now.
How big a deal is that for somebody who has cancer and maybe is new to the diagnosis to have somebody that's walked the walk and can really understand?
It's so important. There's a feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, and even if you have a great support network, those folks haven't been there. They haven't been through chemo. They haven't been through surgery. They haven't been through the sort of psychological impact of what a diagnosis does. And being able to talk to someone who has had that experience, who has been there and lived it, is vitally important.
And as much as the folks love you, telling you it's going to be okay, it's sweet.
Yeah.
But it's not always true. I mean, it's a rough ride, the treatment and things, and to have somebody to tell you what's coming up, I think it's probably really a big deal, right?
It's a really big deal. And it's a really big deal to talk to someone who doesn't have sort of the personal connection to you. It's wonderful when your mom is there or your best friend or your husband or spouse.
And you need them, too.
You need them. You need every bit of support. But talking to someone who don't have those personal connections to you, you don't feel guilty sort of laying it on and saying, I feel alone, I'm scared, I don't know what's next. And that's why Immerman Angels is here.
Yeah, it's okay to cry if you don't feel like you can cry in front of your family.
It's okay to say you're scared and to admit your true feelings.
Can we just say it again? Cancer really sucks.
It sucks.
It does.
And doesn't care.
No.
Doesn't care who it hits, any of that.
Doesn't discriminate.
What's the background on Immerman Angels? How did it start?
Absolutely. Johnny Immerman is our founder. Founded the organization about 13 years ago after his fight with testicular cancer. And very similarly, he had this incredible network. His mom, his brother, his best friends. He joked sometimes that his chemo infusion room was like a party. But he didn't have the folks to ask the real questions to. What does chemo feel like the minute it goes in your veins? What's it like to date after you've been diagnosed with cancer?
That's a great point.
Yeah, and he said, it was wonderful that I had this great network, but I needed to talk to someone just like me, someone who had been there and walked the
walk. Really smart.
It's really smart.
And it wasn't easy to get that off the ground like it is with any worthy cause, but you guys are cooking now, and you got a big event coming up this weekend.
We are cooking now, absolutely. We have our brunch run 5K and walk. We are so excited.
Now, do you have to run while you're eating brunch, or how does this work exactly?
You can run, you can walk. We have a few people, secret, that don't do either, and they just come for the brunch. But
they're okay, too.
They're okay, too. We welcome all. So, yes, you can run the 5K. You can walk the 5K. There's a one-mile walk, and there's this incredible eight-course brunch following that is catered by the one and only Blue Plate Catering, Chicago.
Wow. Nice.
Yes, Chicago legend.
Yeah,
and,
for sure. Yeah. And by the way, it's Saturday. It starts at 8:30 in the morning at Montrose Harbor. It's only $50.
It's
I mean, you can feel great about helping, and you know, for $50, that's great.
Yeah, you get a fabulous race along Chicago's lakefront. You get an eight course brunch, and you get the knowledge that you're doing something for cancer fighters, survivors, and caregivers, which is incredible.
Looked at the weather. Is Mother Nature cooperating this
morning? We're hoping. I think they're predicting rain later in the day and good weather on Saturday morning. So come all. Exactly.
Can rain later, just not in the morning.
We need a few hours, and looks like we got that.
Now, barring thunder and lightning, even in a bad situation, it's still a go.
It's still a go.
So bring your umbrellas and suck it up, kids.
Absolutely. And bring your appetite.
Yeah. Now, this brunch that everybody has earned, if you get a mile, can you eat as much as the people that did five?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Are you thinking about running?
I never think about running anymore, to be honest with you. But
you can walk.
I might walk it, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We would love to have you, all of you. We'd love to have everyone listening.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, come on out. Everybody is welcome.
Come on out.
What about people listening who have had the diagnosis, didn't know about this, and they'd like the help?
Absolutely. ImmermanAngels.org is the place to find out more information. We are always looking for mentor angels. Those are the folks who provide support to those facing the facing the cancer diagnosis right now. Right now, we have 10,000 mentor angels in
our
database. 10,000 cancer survivors and caregivers.
In 12 years.
Yep. Yep, it's pretty remarkable when you think
that's
about that.
That's goosebump stuff. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. It's really remarkable.
So they're everywhere.
We are everywhere. We are in Chicago. We are across the country. We are in 96 countries. We match people.
Wow, that's really amazing.
Yep. So it's a global impact now.
Yeah, good for you, Johnny. And as this goes forward, the same seems to be proved over and over again, and that's people want to pay it back, right?
People want to pay it back. And in fact, this weekend at Brunch Run, we're welcoming over 100 mentees and mentors who are coming. Really, we have folks coming from California, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, mentors and mentees who are traveling to Chicago to meet their mentor angels for the first time and walk together.
Maybe emotional, right?
When you think about that, you realize why what we're doing is important. It's great to have mimosas. It's great to have bacon and egg sandwiches and French toast. But we're there to support those who need us most at the time they need
us. And that's a good kind of tears.
It sure is.
Yeah, to put those folks together.
It sure is.
Again, it's Montrose Harbor. It's the Immerman Angels Brunch Run 5K and walk. But again, any portion of the 5K is fine. You still get to eat.
Exactly.
And eight courses. I can't even think of eight courses.
Oh, we have.
Well, she just said right now, bacon.
Bacon,
eggs.
Egg sandwiches.
So it's eight courses
eggs.
Of bacon.
Yeah, eight courses, everything that's new. We have vegetarian options. We have gluten-free options. We have healthy options. We even have donuts. Do Right Donuts is donated on the course. So at about mile two, you grab a donut. Small Cakes is donating cupcakes.
So it's Homer Simpson friendly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We serve all. We feed all.
Cool.
We serve all.
Sounds like you guys have thought of everything.
Oh, yes.
BrunchRun5K.com is an easy way for you to register in advance. We recommend you do that.
Yes, please.
And ImmermanAngels.org if you'd like to volunteer, if you'd like help, or if you'd like just to find out more information. I hate to break it to you. You're probably going to have to come back again.
I'm ready.
I feel like this appearance went well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, the first one
was
good. This one might even have been better.
Yeah. I'll come back and I'll bring bacon next time. How's that?
What makes you think I'd fall for that trick? ImmermanAngels.org. God bless you guys, man. You're doing great
Thank
work.
You so much. And thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.